Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The New York Times had a story by June Lee, who will join us here in about 30 seconds. And he wrote this. It's about the changes from our sports viewership and the ability to access sports on regular TV and the incredible additional cost that is going on now in what is called the streaming era. He says, for decades, June wrote this, for decades, our national sports leagues, the National Football League, the National Basketball Association, Major League Baseball, the National Hockey League, operated more like civic institutions. These organizations may have always chased the mighty dollar, but they also wanted their sports to last, so they cared about strengthening such powerful intangibles as local pride, generational fandom, and the public ritual. Tradition was good business. Community built loyalty. Loyalty built value. So we're now joined by June Lee, who wrote that paragraph in what is an outstanding article. He works for the New York Times, and he has worked for ESPN and other Bleacher Report and the Washington Post in the past. June, thanks for joining us. I really, really, really enjoyed that article, how you broke down how the economics of sports have changed, how the sports fan is the one paying for it. And then at the end of your article, you provided a number of potential government-related solutions. So welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
And tell us what the genesis was for you writing this story.
Yeah, so 2 years ago now, 2.5 years ago, I was a part of the layoffs at ESPN. This was in 2023. And I had an opportunity to kind of step back and figure out what it was like to be a sports fan today and not really have any obligation, as you know, in this business. Like, sometimes you're always kind of processing things through the lens of, like, how do I talk about this? You know, how do we write about this? How do we cover this? You know, I had just the opportunity to follow my favorite sports teams and be a sports fan. And I noticed that the experience of being a sports fan these days was just continuing to get worse and worse. I think a lot of people who do watch sports have been facing a lot of frustrations about, you know, the rising number of subscriptions that are required to just follow a single team now. And it has gotten worse over the course of the last few years. And so that was kind of my main thrust to write the story. And then, you know, on top of that, I launched a YouTube channel a couple of months ago, and I wanted to make a video about, you know, what it was like to be a sports fan today and why the experience of just streaming sports on TV was bad. And that kind of led to a whole other set of thoughts that led me to this op-ed in the New York Times about how, you know, the rising cost of sports today, watching it as a sports fan, whether it's at the stadium or on television, is leading to kind of the cultural decay of America due to the lack of community that kind of results from the paywalls that are preventing people from accessing, you know, games that they used to be able to watch for free and just be able to follow much easier.
Well, here's another paragraph from your op-ed piece. It said, I subscribe to nearly every service where there is live sports, YouTube TV, MLB TV, NBA League Pass, NFL Sunday Ticket, Peacock, Apple TV Plus, Max, Amazon Prime, Paramount for $2,634 a year. But to watch the Boston Red Sox, that's your favorite team, play the New York Yankees earlier this month, I would have had to fork over an additional $19.99 a month for some obscure baseball-focused service that has that slice of one of the most iconic rivalries in American national pastime. So let me, you sound like a much younger guy than I am, but I remember the days back when boxing went to all this pay-per-view. Boxing used to be the number one. People always had the Saturday night fights, the Friday night fights, like in the 50s and the 60s. And then they all went and started doing pay-per-view. And boxing basically died away. Is it possible that if sports continues down this road, that could happen to them as well?
I mean, I think that's the big concern. I don't think that we're at that tipping point moment yet, but this is the type of thing that adds up over the course of time, because ultimately, you know, the way that people watch media, their favorite TV shows, their favorite movies, it's all small habits that are built over the course of years and years and years that set the foundation for when a kid becomes an adult, what they're going to do for the rest of their lives. And I think that the thing that scares me the most, I'm 30 years old now. You know, I grew up in kind of the heart of this transition from the cable era to the streaming era. I have this kind of habit built up of watching sports on a day-to-day basis. So, you know, even with how difficult it is and given my profession as a sports writer, I'll go out of my way to watch sports. What really worries me is the younger people today, the high schoolers, the middle schoolers, the prime time for a lot of people to become sports fans. They're not building the habits in the same way, because sports used to be almost a passive thing you could do. You just turn on the TV, the channel guide was there, and you know, here's something to throw on the television. But now we have all these other entertainment options, whether it's YouTube or you know, Snapchat or TikTok or Instagram. And that's a much easier passive habit to build over the course of many years. And at the same time, the habit that you need to develop in order to watch sports is much more active. You have to go out of your way to figure out what channel a game is on and then turn on that game, or, you know, ask a parent for a subscription to a streaming service. There's just way more steps now that I think have become barriers to people being able to watch sports. And this is across, you know, all financial demographics and people of different backgrounds as well.
Well, you know, back in the day, when I was a kid in the 1960s, the Twins would have 50 of their games on out of their 162, and 45 of them would be road games, because the home games, the idea was, if you put the games on TV, no one will come to the games. And then it was turned around when the Chicago Cubs and Atlanta Braves said, we're going to show all of our games, and we're going to show them on a cable network where people around the country can see it. And the miracle was those teams became very popular, and the tickets for those games became much more in demand than is the case when you don't have TV. Last year, the Twins were in some sort of a dispute with their streaming service or the cable, and their games were not on TV for how long was it, Dave? Maybe 2 months, a month and a half, something like that. And I just stopped watching, and I kind of fell out of the habit of watching the Twins. So I'm guessing if the Major League sports can't fix this, what can maybe the governmental entities do to try to encourage them to keep their product available for the people that are going to then buy the tickets to go to their games?
Well, I think you make a great point about Minnesota in particular is kind of at the heart of this kind of shift that's happening, because it's not about the big market teams necessarily. Like, I'm a Red Sox fan. It's a relatively big market in the scheme of baseball. But for Minnesota fans, you know, that's a market that demands, you know, expects the team to be competitive on a year-to-year basis. There's not this reputation like the Pittsburgh Pirates, where they don't expect the team to win at all at this point with the ownership. So you're in a market where in Minnesota, you know, the fan base expects the team to win. They need the organization to spend money in order to win. At the same time, the regional sports network model is collapsing, and the revenue that's coming in from that is not nearly the same as it was, you know, 10, 15 years ago. And so these teams are in this position where, you know, they're trying to figure out, how do we have enough cash to be able to, you know, afford players and be competitive in the open market? At the same time, a lot of these small market owners, these billionaires, you know, don't want to over leverage themselves by going to the bank and asking for, you know, massive loans off of franchise valuations, you know, that are continuing to go up because of this undersold, in my eyes, play for global growth across sports. And it's the reason why the Dodgers, you know, owner recently bought the Lakers for a valuation of $10 billion. Why Fenway Sports Group, you know, is basically a sports ownership conglomerate. There's this massive push across all the sports leagues to grow internationally. And a market like the Twins, you know, they're in a position where they want to win to be able to help push that. At the same time, they don't necessarily have the same cash that the Dodgers or the Yankees do. And at the same time, on the flip side, the opposite end of the spectrum is you see an organization like the Oakland A's, who basically just bottomed out to be able to move to a bigger market than in Oakland, or in Pittsburgh, where Bob Nutting doesn't spend any money on the rosters, but is able to be one of the most profitable owners in the sport on a year-to-year basis because he's riding off of the money that he gets from revenue sharing across the leagues, and he's able to maximize the profit because he doesn't win. And so I find the Minnesota situation so fascinating because they're kind of the exact model of a team that, where the financial system of sports is now completely broken. I think there's a requirement if you want these like smaller market communities to continue to be invested in sports in the same way that they were in the past, there needs to be some level of intervention.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
An old sports writer in town here, Patrick Royce, always said, one of these days when the Twins are slated to play the Yankees on over 4th of July weekend, they should just say, nah, we're not showing up, and see what happens. They have to realize they're a team. Now, one of the things you put in here that I think is so right, there's a lot of ways that the federal government or state governments could put some pressure on these teams, because we just got done talking about how the Timberwolves, new owners, already are talking about they want a new building and they're going to want some public funding for that. And you also talk about the antitrust exemption that baseball's had forever, that they could pull that. In other words, the governmental entities in our country have leverage over these leagues where they could say, if you're going to take our money and use our antitrust exemption, you've got to treat your fans more fairly.
Yeah, and I think that there needs to be a revision to the Sports Broadcasting Act of the 1960s, which has given these leagues a massive antitrust exemption to be able to package these league rights deals to market them to streaming platforms now and TV broadcast networks. You know, when that act was created in the 1960s, there wasn't Netflix or Amazon or even cable. And so the environment in which that law is now being applied by these leagues, and I would say taken advantage of, is a direct result of the landscape completely shifting. I mean, sports went to a whole new level from a business perspective during the rise of television. It became much more of an entertainment product versus just something that people followed in the newspapers, on the radio, and going to games. And we're now hitting a new level of that because of Netflix and Amazon and YouTube having these global internet infrastructures that allow sports to be streamed globally. And as a result of that, these leagues are taking advantage of the antitrust exemption to be able to maximize as much money as possible to squeeze out of all of that. And this is tied into the gambling situation as well, where there's, I think that there's a level of reliance on the middle class America who has kind of extra money to spend on sports gambling to be able to boost up the ratings for these games. They're relying on these fans who have the extra money to squeeze as much money out of them as possible.
We are talking to June Lee, who wrote an op-ed piece in the New York Times recently, and you came up with the number that how much it costs to be a sports fan annually, and the number you came up with was $4,785. We've already talked about the $2,600 that you had to spend to have full streaming rights to watch all the sports. And I'm assuming the other $2,100 comes from attending games in person, where you wrote, going to the game is similarly becoming out of reach. From 1999 to 2020, the average price of a seat across all sports rose roughly twice as fast as overall consumer prices. It increased 19.5% between May 2023 and May 2025 alone, the biggest jump of any category tracked by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. So not only is it more expensive to watch them on TV, where before it was maybe even free in a lot of cases, the tickets are more expensive as well.
Yes, and then on top of that, too, it's the cost of just having internet. Internet is such a necessity now. You know, 20 years ago, you didn't need internet to be a sports fan. It was like a nice thing to have, but now you need, you know, internet to be able to watch all those games. And so, you know, it's also the cost of merchandise. Fanatics has basically become a monopoly in the sports merchandising business, and the cost of jerseys have gone up, while the quality of those jerseys have gone down. And so this is kind of an industry-wide shift that I think is not just happening in sports, but it's happening across the country in so many different areas of our lives now.
June, thanks for joining us. Much appreciated. And I recommend go out and find June Lee's piece. It's really fascinating. Thanks again, June.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Thanks again. You know, it is. You're wondering when the sports bubble, Dave, is going to burst. It hasn't yet, but this is possible that this could break it. I think it could. I think it could break it by forcing people to go to all these streaming services. Look, I can't have every streaming service. I'm not, it's really difficult.
It is very difficult, especially if you have a family and you have those considerations. And my situation, I don't have any of them. We were cable cutters a few years ago, because we realized we just didn't have the time. You know, you're doing bedtime with kids and, you know, all the activities, and all of a sudden, you know, it's 9 o'clock before I could even think of, you know, turning on a Twins game perhaps. And then the game's almost over anyway. So it's, you know, but the one thing the sports leagues have going for them, they've got a good product and they've got still a country that is obsessed.
Obsessed. Absolutely. When we come back, it's that time of year when the Supreme Court comes out with its final decisions on the most important cases. I'm going to go over a couple and I'm going to predict.
Ooh.
How they do.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.